morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're all right. Hey, does Monday Night Football kind of screw up the schedule, screw up the preparation, sort of make you readjust everything and make it more difficult to get prepared? Not that Miami is not going through the same thing.
I don't think it really screws it up. I think it gives us a little extra time to prepare for the opponent, and that's what we're using it as.
Hey, we were just talking, Gerard May, about your sack numbers. I was stunned when you had the sack the other day. Looked at your career numbers. You only have 2.5 sacks in your 2+ year career. Is that, are you just not blitzing, or is that your fault? I mean,
If you watch the film, I don't really blitz that much. I do a lot of covering, so you know, rarely do I go.
Would you like to go more often? I mean, do you think you could be a more effective pass rusher if they called your number, sent you on the blitz more often?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, at the end of the day, anything the coach is asking me to do, I'm willing to do. You know, I'm gonna give you that textbook answer.
But you're quick enough, right? I mean,
I feel like I'm pretty fast, pretty quick. So, yeah.
Gerard, in preparation for this Monday night game in Miami, what stands out when you look at the Miami Dolphins offense? What should we look for when we start watching this game to say whether it's going well or not well for Miami offensively?
Well, first and foremost, how we're stopping the run. You know, I think a lot of teams have been trying to get us out of our base defense, base 34 defense, trying to get us in sub packages like nickel and dime and things like that and run the ball. So I think if we can go out there and stay in base and stop the run and sub, I think we'll be fine.
The success on third down for the Patriots defense has been less than stellar this year. Any analysis of that as why that's the case? Third down's not been a good down for the defense?
On third down, I don't know, we haven't been able to get off the field. You know, sometimes it's been penalties, sometimes it's just been lack of awareness of where the sticks are, and, you know, we have to change that. We'll change that trend, hopefully, this Monday.
All right, I want you to take a listen. Ron Jaworski was on Pardon the Interruption yesterday with Wilbon and Kornheiser, and they asked him about the Monday night matchup and what he saw, since he spent most of yesterday in the film room looking at Patriots film and Dolphins film. This is what he had to say analyzing the Patriot defense. Take a listen, Gerard.
Chad Henne is playing really well at the quarterback position for the Dolphins, and of course it helps to have Brandon Marshall. But as I spin this forward to the game and I looked at the Patriots' defense, they have struggled against the play-action pass. They become disoriented and get out of position. In fact, in their first three games, I've charted the play-action 13 of 16 against when they had play action. 192 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Spinning that forward to Monday night, I think you'll see that the Dolphins use that play action, try to disorient and get that inexperienced defense and linebackers particularly out of position, get the matchups on the secondary players, and make plays with the play action passing game.
So, Gerard, is he accurate when he says your defense has struggled with play action?
Oh, we have a little bit, but at the same time, I think that goes back to stopping the run first and foremost. If we stop the run, the play action pass won't be a problem. But as soon as the Miami Dolphins are able, say they're able to run, it kind of sets up the play action pass deep down the field.
And because it's a young defense, and because by and large they are inexperienced, is it a matter of recognition for these guys to understand when it's play action, when he really is running the football, versus when he's pulling it out of the running back's belly and going to throw it?
It is about recognition, you know. It's just about, you know, seeing what the offensive line is doing. You know, even on play action pass, they're still staying back, so they're not firing off the ball. So it's all about play recognition, and hopefully we can get it done.
We just talked about Trevor Price going to the Jets, the pass rusher who the Ravens let go. Wondering if you don't bring in any new personnel, Gerard, do you have the guys who can come up with a better pass rush who can put the pressure on quarterbacks? Obviously, you have a need for that.
I think we do. You know, we have a lot of good players on this defense. I think Tully, he does a good job getting after the quarterback, as well as Gerard Warren. So hopefully we can get that done. And these are the tools that we have. So Coach Bill said, you know, he's working with what he has.
When you look at Jermaine Cunningham, do you see a future, you know, star in that area? Will he be a pass rusher to be reckoned with for years to come?
You know, I think so. You know, it's kind of early. You know, I think he's played a couple games or whatever, but he's shown that he's willing to learn and he can get off the ball. So hopefully he does turn into that monster.
You guys going to be inside the bubble today or outside in the monsoon?
Probably outside in the monsoon. I think it's supposed to rain down there, right?
Yeah, well, I guess then Belichick's getting you ready for that.
Exactly.
All right, Gerard, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thanks.